Skinnis, welcome to the December 4th, 2025 edition of Bathrobes, Pierre's Broadsides. This show is, if I can clear my throat, a flashback to November 4th, 2007, when, goodness, it's such a compilation of different interviews that it's hard for me to kind of place it in a lot of context, though you'll catch some of the context by the discussion in the show. There's a long piece broken by music, commentary, and phone calls. Those were in the days we had a phone in the studio and a studio around us. But this particular kind of flashback within the flashback covered back, 20 years to 1988, a KZSC interview with Bubba Brian Koepke and Calamity Jane Immler, who were two activists in the ongoing and rather extensive campaign to end the camping ban or kill the sleeping ban, depending on who you talk to. Interesting stuff. But meanwhile, in 2007, when this show was broadcast, and on archived on the Huff website, there was a big issue in the community about the unapologetic and sort of unrequested spraying of the light brown apple moth, a spray that a lot of people opposed. And I, as a homeless activist, some of us were concerned about its impact on homeless people, many of whom did not have any shelter or protection from the spray. And you'll hear some discussion of that. You'll hear Vision Song Valerie talking about her experiences on the street and without a lodging at times. There's an update on Los Angeles's ban on homeless folks in different venues. I reference an article called Cop Watch, The New Order Downtown on Halloween Night, which you can still find on Santa Cruz Indie Media, indiebay.org/Santa Cruz, if you go there, including a video posted by Tenderfoot Tim Rumford, who got the video. It was made by Coral Brune. Thank you, Coral. Thank you, Tim. Rick discusses his upcoming camping trial, ticketed behind the so-called safe campground at River Street, near the River, what was the River Street shelter at the Highway 1, Highway 9 junction. And then we have corruption in the ISSP program, according to Jane Immler, as discussed by yours truly. Interviews on Pacific Avenue on Halloween, and a discussion of what's to be done with the LBAM spraying, the light apple brown moth. Toxic, some said, irritating, others said, uncalled for, others said. I didn't hear too many people defending it. But there's that. And you also get a little music thrown in, which is good because I'm rushed and I'm not going to take time to play our usual favorite Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. So you're going to have to sing your own songs tonight. Please do.